There's a story in the canon of a monk who was very delicately brought up. One night he was doing walking meditation, and his feet were so tender they started bleeding from the walking. So he stopped and sat down. Feeling discouraged, he put a lot of effort in, wasn't getting any results. He thought he might want to disrobe. The Buddha was on Vulture's Peak. He saw what was happening, so he immediately went there, disappeared from Vulture's Peak, and immediately appeared in front of the monk. Asked him, "Were you thinking of disrobing?" And the monk said, "Yes." Imagine you're sitting there thinking thoughts like that, and all of a sudden the Buddha appears in front of you. And the Buddha had him remember when he was a layperson, he used to play the lute. And if the strings were too tight, it didn't sound good. When the strings were too loose, it didn't sound good. So apparently the lute back in those days had 5 strings. So he said, first you tune the string of your energy, so it's just right, and then you tune the other strings, in other words, conviction, mindfulness, concentration, discernment, so that they're in tune with your energy. And then you pick up the theme of your meditation. So in days like this, when you may not be feeling all that energetic, remember there still is a level of energy that is just right for right now. And it's going to involve a certain amount of conviction and mindfulness and concentration and discernment. So don't give up on the discernment thinking that's going to take a lot of effort, or the concentration thinking it's going to take a lot of effort. Just adjust the level of your concentration, the level of all the aspects of your practice to how much energy you've got. It's like that book we have floating around here in the monastery about how to learn how to swim. Talks about there are days when you don't have much time or you don't have much energy, but you make sure that you maintain proper form as you practice. So maintain proper form. Think about your conviction that here's your chance to practice the Dharma. Conditions outside may not be ideal, but if you wait for ideal conditions, you may never get to practice. So do what you can. And whatever amount of you're able to keep unskillful thoughts out of your mind and to maintain skillful thoughts, that's an accomplishment. So if you're thinking thoughts about how hot it is, well, put those thoughts aside, because that they don't help anything at all. Aside from reminding yourself that you should stay hydrated, you should stay in the shade as much as you can. Try to be peaceful. But beyond that, there's still work to be done, because the mind, even when it's hot outside, can think of all kinds of defilements. Why is it that it is so clever thinking up defilements when it's hot and is not clever thinking up the Dharma? You can be mindful, you can be discerning. You can work on your powers of concentration. Maybe not as well as you could when things are more ideal, but do what you can given the conditions. The Buddha said a sign of a lazy person is, says, well, it's too cold outside, too hot outside, too late, too early. The mind that's constantly finding excuses like this is the mind that's not going to get developed. But the mind that knows how to talk itself into wanting to do the practice even when conditions are bad, that's the mind that's going to get developed. So maintain proper form, all 5 of the strengths, all 5 of the faculties, conviction, persistence, mindfulness, concentration, discernment. They may not be as perfect as you'd like them, but the fact that you're making an effort is what's important. And you're using all 5 of the faculties. It's not just brute effort. You're discerning, mindful, concentrated as well. That's how you maintain proper form.